Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. This is the prophecy of Jesus being born. For unto us a child is born. You might notice that this speaks of it as already happened, but we know that it has not happened in the natural as of yet. But that's the way prophecy is. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. It's speaking about the birth of Christ. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. One of the things that I've mentioned to you or talked to you about from the very beginning is the steps of change that we go through that is very, very important. Now, he is born a child, but he becomes a son. So you're talking about a gap or a space there. This is not only speaking of him, but we come into Christ as a child. But what we want to do is to continue to grow and to experience change until we become a son of God. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Now, so one step in our progression into God is to get to know him as wonderful. Easy to say, he's wonderful. Yeah, but to know him is wonderful. To experience his wonderfulness is something else. That is a step. That is progression. Then after wonderful, to know him as a counselor. That you realize that as you're making progress in the Lord, as you're facing one particular thing after another, that he is there to counsel you and to give you directions on which step to take, how to take it, and where you're headed. So we need to know him as counselor. The thing I'm feeling here is that these are not things, well, I know he's wonderful, I know he's a counselor. No, to experience it, you see. And after that comes the awareness, wow, he is the Almighty God. And then the Everlasting Father. But each one of these is speaking of a relationship that we have with him. And in that relationship, we know him as wonderful. Then we move into a new relationship with him to know him as counselor. And we continue in our relationship with him to know him as the Mighty God, and then the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. And then in verse 7, of the increase of his government. The increase of his government is the increase of his government in us. And as we're changing, as we're moving forward, we've gotten this all the way from the beginning of the Bible. First thing we learned was, Abraham, come out of your country. We're going on a journey. And that's happened with each one of us. As we've come to the Lord, we find out, well, lo and behold, we're not just going to accept Christ as our Savior. I'm saved. I'm ready to go. No, we're on a journey. And we're going to continue to increase until we become all those things. So our relationship with him, to know him as wonderful and counselor and the Mighty God and the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, this is to become as he is. And of the increase of his government and peace shall be no end. There's no end. There's going to be constant increasing upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even How long?
Forever.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Now there's a gap between verse 7 and verse 8, and it makes you think, oh, well, we're switching here and start talking about something else. No, verse 8 says the same thing in a different way. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. Now Jacob was a deceiver. That's what the word Jacob means. He was a deceiver. You know how he deceived his brother Esau. He was a scoundrel. And the Lord sent a word into Jacob, but it lighted upon Israel. It created an Israel. What a man he became. And that's what's happening to us. The Lord sends a word, and it lights upon us. And the Jacob of our old man begins to change step by step as we learn to know him, and we become an Israel. And I'm sure you're quite well aware that in the scriptures, Israel is referring to Christ. We've got a few more minutes. Let's go to John chapter 14. Now, in these scriptures, we may not have seen them so much as spiritual growth in the past, but that's the way I'd like for us to see it this morning. John 14, beginning with verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. Here again, we're seeing progression. We're seeing the steps of becoming. He is the way. He is the course. He is the journey that we're on. He is the truth. And he is the life. And we learn to know him as the way. And until you learn to know him as the way, you won't be able to walk in the way. We have to know him in order to be on the journey. That's the way it was with Abraham. Abraham, suddenly, God was speaking to him and he knew him. And he goes on his journey and he realizes that it was the Lord himself that was the way and the truth and the life. These are steps toward fulfillment. No man comes unto the Father. And that word cometh is ekumea. It means progression. No man is coming unto the Father but through me. If you had known me, and all of this is speaking of that one thing, to know him. If you know me, you should have known the Father also. When we come into a relationship where we really know Christ, we're going to know the Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficeth us. That would be enough. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. That's the ultimate of coming into knowing the Lord, Jesus Christ, is when you know him, you also know the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Now, it takes some increase in understanding to understand the way the scriptures speak. You read that and it says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Still sounds like two different individuals. Well, he's in me. I'm in him. And so forth. No, they're one and the same. I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. Where is God dwelling? In him. Where is God going to dwell ultimately? Not only in Christ, but in the many-membered Christ. He's coming forth in us. But we have to stay on the journey. And we have to learn to know him as the way. We learn to know him as the Counselor, as Wonderful, as the Mighty God. All of these are steps in our progress toward him. But the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. I also believe for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes into me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now that's speaking the same thing as Isaiah was talking about, coming to the place where you know him as the Mighty God. You know him by experience. What's the Hebrew word is yada. Y-A-D-A, yada, means to know by experience. All right, chapter 16, verse 12. Very familiar scripture to all of us. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Why not? Because we're too young in the Lord. We haven't learned enough. Kendra, is that correct?
Kinsley.
How's she doing?
She's good.
She's learning too,
oh,
isn't she?
Oh my goodness.
She's a good example of growing, of changing, of becoming. That's where we have been. We started out as infants, just little Christians. But we're changing and we're growing and we're becoming. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But as we mature and grow up, the Lord's going to be able to reveal more to us, and we'll learn more. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming, when he is coming in us, he will guide you into all truth. And who is truth?
The Lord.
It's a person. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. How does he mean that? He's not saying, now the Father up there, all things that belong to him belong to me too. No, in a strange scriptural way, he is saying, I am the Father. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you a little while, and you shall not see me again a little while, and you shall see me. And the Lord is speaking as though there was two separate entities, but he is. One more scripture, and we'll wind it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But primarily what we're talking about is spiritual growth, changing from one level to another level. We're moving into God. We don't want to ever stop. Why? Because the increase of his government is without end. And we are his government. Now, we're just going to look at three verses in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. And it's going to be verses 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Many different kinds of gifts that God has for us. But it's going to be the same Spirit. Now, Let's don't get off on the gifts too far afield here. The main thing is, our first learning experience has to be to know Him as the Spirit. And in verse 5, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, the Spirit doesn't die and then the Lord comes forth. The Lord is the Spirit. All right, well, here's the key. First, we got to know the Spirit. That's the first step. Then in verse 5, the differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Administrations, what does that mean? Ministries. Now, the gift doesn't disappear. The gift becomes a ministry. We start out as just a little person in the Lord. God gives, He has to give us some gifts. God teaches things, and He gives us gifts of Himself. And we learn how to move on those things. But as we do, we get to know Him as the Lord. It's from gift to ministry. That's the same thing as saying that the Holy Spirit teaches us how to become submissive to His Lordship. That is one of the most important functions of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, I know this can be a little difficult to grasp, but the Holy Spirit is not teaching us about the Lord as two separate entities. The Lord is the Holy Spirit. He is God. But we're talking about different relationships with Him. Our relationship with Him as the Holy Spirit is going to teach us to have a relationship that is submissive to His Lordship. That's the second step on this journey. And then in chapter 6, there are diversities of operations. And these operations are the ways that God, in His fullness, will function and operate through you when you come to this third level. Have we ever seen anything in the Scriptures about three levels?
No.
Continuously, don't we? Yeah. So we're not talking about three gods, Spirit, Lord, and God the Father was one God. But our relationship with Him changes as we enter into more and more of Him.